Welcome to the Washington Page. Today, Pastor Harold Gruber fills us in on the happenings at Faith Baptist Church.
The first thing I'd like to mention, Nathan, is that the last time I was here, I had talked about the sportsman's banquet that we had at our church, and that was an absolutely fun time with about 150 people there, and everybody there got a door prize of some kind, and they were just cool things. And then there were some major prizes, like the biggest one was an electric smoker worth about $250. So that was a fun thing for somebody to win that. But we had all those things because we had businesses and people in the community that said, yeah, we'd like to participate in that way. And so I'd like to express my thanks to those people in the community that were willing to do that. And we just had a great time. And that's our goal, to help people have a wonderful time and realize that we're not there to get people into the church, take their money, and then be happy with ourselves. That's not our goal at all. And so we have a number of things that are coming up that are designed to help people. And you've heard me say this too, to take the spiritual slice of life and make it significant and worthwhile and have it be strong enough, because it's sort of the crown of the gateway that keeps it all together. And so on February 2nd at 7 in the morning, and I realize that's early for a Saturday, we have a men's breakfast, and usually we have somebody from the church that shares a little bit about what's going on in their lives and the things that are important to them. And they've been pretty good, but some of the same guys that did the sportsman's banquet, they cook that breakfast, and it is always an amazing breakfast for anybody that would like to come there. We also have in February, we have a middle school camp coming up at Pine Lake Camp, which is in Eldora, Iowa. And if anybody would like more information about that, they can give the church a call at 653-4462. And we underwrite half the cost of that so that it's not a huge cost, provide transportation and so on. And so that's always a fun time when people go to those winter retreats.
And what can kids expect from that outing?
Fun games and things, good food. The lady that cooks the food there is amazing, and she makes amazing food. And usually then they have a speaker there that is an encouraging and challenging person in terms of helping the kids think about what they can do with their life and strengthen that spiritual slice of life. And then everybody has counselors in their cabins and things that are there for them to help them and whatever. So it's just a blast. All the adults that always go there come back absolutely wiped out because the kids stay up so late and have such a good time doing what they're doing at the camp. So that's a great opportunity. We also, on February 3rd, which is Super Bowl Sunday for those people that are into that, have a Super Bowl party, and it's an opportunity to come, and they're going to have the Super Bowl. If they have it on all the TVs, it'll be on about 5 TVs in our youth room, and we'll have snacks. And if people want to bring their spouses that don't particularly want to sit and watch, they can spend time chatting with others that come for that and have some refreshments and snacks and things, which is a wonderful thing and really enjoyable. Then later on in February, we have what we call a date night or a Valentine's banquet that was super fun last year when we had that. And our Sunday Night Live, which is middle school through high school, they're going to, Pastor Tony and Pastor Sam are going to be starting a new series called His and Hers, that looks at relationships between guys and gals and how those relationships can be messed up through physical things and other things, and how they can be good so that they're worthwhile and really meaningful.
And when's that coming up?
That will be coming up in February as well. I can't tell you the exact date, but in February probably that'll
be
coming up.
Yep. It comes.
And that's Sunday night, I believe 6:30 every Sunday night. And somebody's interested in that, they can call the church too, or show up on Sunday, because you'll have a great time, great music, games, refreshments, all kinds of things happening there that a person would enjoy.
And what is the phone number?
Phone number again, 653-4462.
And for people not aware of where it's located, what's the address?
The address is 1220 West Madison, Don't ever look it up on MapQuest unless they've corrected it for my telling them to correct it. If you look on Google Maps, you can find the church. If you're headed toward Kelowna, just before you go under the railway underpass, there on the right side on the hill is the church.
Good deal. When do you have services?
Our services now are at 9 a.m. on Sunday and 11 a.m. on Sunday. 10 o'clock, that middle hour, is a teaching Sunday school hour, and we'd certainly invite anybody they would be welcome to come because they'll have a good time on Sunday morning, too.
Well, Harold, is there something that you'd like to end on here?
I would like to end on saying thank you so much for allowing me to be here and allowing us to have this opportunity to say a little bit about the things that we think are important to put together that spiritual slice of life.
That was my conversation with Pastor Harold Gruber. For today's Washington Page, I'm Nathan Swenson.